Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Letting Go Cafe's podcast with conversations about change. I'm Darren L. Johnson, and let's just dive right in.
Welcome to Letting Go Cafe, offers change and solutions, life conversations, and real talk.
Today, we're going to talk about something that is just as pertinent today as it was back in 1994 when I first started speaking on the topic, and that is, what does it mean to let go? And I think there's a part of the poem from the book Letting Go of Stuff, which was published in 2006 by yours truly. And I think this poem speaks to what it means to let go. Sometimes in life, we feel there's never enough, and when the quest to accumulate, we make the road seem tough. We even masquerade and try to be real tough. Yet when it comes right down to it, you'll eventually have to learn to let go of stuff. Letting go is easy to say, but hard to do. And if you've ever had to do it, you understand too. But if you can, just let yourself part. Then you'll feel much better through your soul, right to your heart. I just wanted to take a second and read that because I think it's very applicable today. And it really makes good sense if you think about it. I mean, what does it mean to let go? What does it look like to let go? What must you do to begin the process of truly letting go? And so I'm going to share some specific steps you can take immediately right after this podcast to begin getting better at letting go. And you hear the phrase all the time, right? Let go of this. Someone tells you to let go of something. Your friends might tell you, don't worry about it, just let it go. We've got songs that are out there written about the whole concept of letting go. But choosing to let go means that you've chosen to take almost like a lifelong journey that requires constant change on so many levels. And once you begin that journey, it's hard to say, well, I'm done, I'm going to stop now. Letting go is all about you. It's about loving, learning about, and listening and forgiving yourself. That's really what it's about. Making changes within your heart and soul to match the world around you. And I think that's another piece that's really powerful. And even today, I'm learning every single day how to let go, how to get better at letting go. I'm constantly trying to get better at letting go. Now, the thing I want to say about that is that you're not just letting go for the sake of letting go. You know, there's some things you hold on to, like pictures, memories. But for the most part, if something is really burdening you, And you're feeling guilty and you're holding on to the guilt, then those are the kinds of things that you want to learn how to let go. It's really about being able to recognize what William Bridges refers to as the endings and beginnings that happen in your life. Some call these endings and beginnings transitions. And we all transition. We're constantly transitioning. When we have when you leave home for college, for example, for the first time, the ending of being at home with mom and dad or the family or whomever it might be, and the beginning of life on campus, if you decide to stay on campus for college, basically being on your own, that's a transition. That's a life transition that if you've had that experience, if you chose to go to college, that you will experience that transition. Going from being single to taking on a partner or a spouse, that's another example of a transition. The ending of being single, the beginning of life with that partner. There, and so you have to give yourself an opportunity or the space, if you will, to transition. Ending that good old single life and beginning that awesome life in partnership, that's a whole different journey, but you have to allow yourself to transition in that process. So as you listen to this podcast, I want you to think about, what are the transitions that are happening in your life right now? Do you recognize them? Do you take the time to appreciate them? Have you been able to let go of the endings so you can make space for the new beginnings? I mean, just think about it. According to William Bridges, we grow and develop through the endings and then the beginning patterns that we create in our lives. The endings provide closure. The beginnings provide opportunity and growth and an energy that allows us to renew. And so being able to put closure on the ends of phases in your life and make space for that newness allows you to really appreciate and experience that new journey in a way that perhaps you couldn't if you're still holding on to old stuff and bringing that into that new journey. And many people flow through life and never identify how they end and begin. They never do. They don't take the time. They don't allow themselves the space to be able to do that, because oftentimes endings and beginnings are coming at us so quickly, or it feels like it's coming at us so quickly, that we don't treasure the space, creating the space to be able to process through that. But by doing so, you unknowingly stifle your own growth and limit your potential. So give yourself the time, the space, the attention to repurpose yourself as you move throughout your life. Put closings on those old experiences, which gives space for that new journey that you have coming. And you'll go through it, whether you realize it or not. We all transition all of the time. So now that I have your attention about this, there's something I want you to do right now. I want you to answer yes or no to these questions. Have there been unwanted, significant changes in your life? Today, are you still dealing with an issue or a situation that happened over a year ago? Are you still angry with someone about something that happened over a year ago? Are you setting goals about the same things year after year after year? Are you still facing the same challenges that you faced a year ago or more? Are you still working on, quote unquote, the same things today that you were working on, quote unquote, over a year ago? For example, losing weight, quitting smoking, increasing your exercise activities, being on time, being a better friend, and on and on. Answering these questions, you might be feeling like a little stuck, especially if you said yes to any of them. So, and that's okay. The key is to get unstuck. I mean, you know, I've got you, in other words. And I'll share a few steps that will take, that you can take immediately to get unstuck, if that's how you're feeling. But first, let me say this. What is keeping you stuck can be described in one very technical word, and that word is stuff. So according to the 9th edition of Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, one of the phrases that define the word stuff is this: a matter of a particular kind and often unspecified, something introduced into the body by humans. That's what stuff is. So stuff consists of negative emotions, guilt, shame, negative internal conversations, what we call self-talk, and unwanted negative feelings. All of these usually lead to toxic relationships, not being able to let go of the past, acting on negative notions about yourself, and much, much more. So I want you to ponder this notion. The stuff around you represents the stuff inside of you. Think about it. Let me say that again. The stuff around you represents the stuff inside of you. These are the things that we're made of. And so there's 7 steps to begin the process of letting go. And I'm going to share these steps. They've worked in my life over and over again. I'm constantly having to let go of something or another. And so it's an ongoing developmental journey, to be honest. When it comes to letting go of your stuff, though, one of the first things that you have to do is commit to being completely and brutally honest with yourself. You must admit that you want to change something about your life, or perhaps you've identified something that has transitioned, where you transitioned in your life and you didn't allow yourself to put closure on that transition, that ending, so that you could experience that new beginning in a different way. And so if you've identified something like that, then these steps would work for that as well. In order to change any part of your life, it means that you'll have to be willing, first of all, to let go. So, I'm speaking from experience. I've had the unfortunate experience of burying both of my parents, who died way too soon, by the way. I've been married and divorced. I filed bankruptcy. I've lost everything I owned twice. Yet, as Maya Angelou wrote, "And still I rise." Okay, so what could you do about it? I mean, what can you do? How can you apply this in your life? There are steps that you can take right now to begin your letting go journey. So let's dive right into this, because I know that you're anxiously waiting to hear what those steps are. And the steps that I'm going to share with you, I've lived and practiced in my life again. Each time I consciously choose to recognize my endings and beginnings, I've actually, literally, that's the language I use when I go through a transition, is what's ending and where is my beginning? And when I do, I feel like I grow and become better. So, ready? Here we go. The first action you can take is internal. Start by accepting and acknowledging what you want and perhaps need to change. Could be either your personality, your temperament, a habit, or a destructive thought or pattern that you've developed, or it might be that you want to change careers, change the neighborhood that you're living in. You may want to change how you react to your children or your partner. I mean, I could go on and on, but whatever it is, the first thing you have to do is accept and acknowledge that you need or want or both to change. After acknowledging that, you have to then accept in your heart your current state. Accept where you are currently. The current state. Your current state is really your ending. In other words, where you are now, if you want to make a change, this is the end of that road. The beginning is when you integrate that new change into your life. So let's say that you want to lose weight. Your current state is how much you weigh today. That weight is also going to come to an end, because as you begin to lose weight, that weight will change. Let's say it's 100 pounds. As you begin to lose weight, 97, 96, 95, that represents the beginning of a new journey. Another internal action you must take is to focus on changing what you can control. What it is that you can control about, you know, whatever it is that you'd like to change. Identify that, write it down, become comfortable with it. And if you have a fear of it, whatever that fear might be, then face that fear. Because if you don't, that fear might very well keep you stuck. Fear can stop you in your tracks. It can keep you from experiencing wonderful new beginnings. Once you've accepted and acknowledged your stuff and identified what you can control with regards to what you want to change, the next thing is to take positive action toward your new beginning. Begin to take steps, small steps. And there are more steps and actions that you can also do, but we'll cover this in future episodes. But for today, just make sure that you're taking small steps towards that change. And so that means you may need to go back and replay this episode to begin to take action. That's what I would recommend, is just to go replay the podcast again so you can get a clear perspective on what you need to do. But just remember, it's an inside-out approach, right? break down your life into categories such as social, work, career, financial, relationships, and so on. For each category, create a list of things that you want to let go or change. Pick a category and begin to prioritize your list of items in that category. Identify one of the top three items in that category on that list. Once you've identified that one item, that first number, the top priority, set a due date for it to be eliminated. Consider it as a deadline due date. You know, you might want to think about, the third Thursday of every month. Or, here's a thought, the third Thursday of March every year, I'm sorry, the fourth Thursday in March every year is National Letting Go of Stuff Day. So you could say, by the fourth Thursday in March of next year, or this year, if we're not there yet, I am going to actually have this accomplished. And every year on this day, you can measure your success with letting go of the things on your list. That way, every year, you have a date, a true date, National Letting Go of Stuff Day, where you can actually begin your new journey. So just something to think about. You might be able to factor that into your plans. And then also, begin to take the action necessary for you to eliminate this item from your list. And that involves quite a bit as well. But for the sake of this podcast, just know that there's some action you'll have to take, and you want to create a plan to begin to let go of the items on your list within each of those categories. And when you can, cross out the items that you've accomplished and then move on to the next one. That way you get to see your progress, okay? So these steps will get you started. And the thing is, you have to be patient. Don't overwhelm yourself. Share your goals with someone who has your best interests at heart, and remember to love yourself along the way. There's a lot of information in this podcast. It's kind of packed with tidbits, so don't hesitate to replay it. And if you know of anyone who might benefit from this episode, please don't hesitate to share the podcast and on the website, lettinggocafe.com. Until the next podcast, take good care.
Letting Go Cafe. Change solutions. A life conversation. Letting Go Cafe.